Okay, so my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 13th of October 2009, and the time's about approximately 5 past 5 in the afternoon. Can you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
Hi, my name is Jonathan Jackson. I'm 42, and I'm from Southport, Northwest England.
When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
It was actually sort of midway through July, so the project had actually already started. I think I was probably just having a little browse around Gormley's website, and I hadn't done it for a few weeks, and I haven't done it for longer than I realised. And I suddenly spotted the project and put my name down for it straight away. Excuse me.
That's right.
Good audio.
How did you feel when you received then the notification to say you'd been allocated a slot?
I was really surprised, actually, because I'd already looked at the number of applicants that have been occurring, so by then it was over 25,000 to 30,000 at the time, and particularly the fact that August had been, September had been, etc., etc., and I wasn't really expecting, so very surprised, and possibly a few choice words came out of excitement at that point in time, which I won't repeat on camera. Voice.
What would you say that your inspiration was in the first place to put your name forward?
Well, also I just found it an interesting prospect. I liked Anthony Gormley's work anyway because I live close to another place, only about 10 miles north of it, so although not every week, on a reasonably regular basis, try and go and see it, photograph it, see what it's like in different weather situations, tidal and all that kind of stuff, because everything changes there. So in many ways, my first looking back at this project responded from what I was actually seeing then. So I looked at the project, thought to myself, actually it's something I quite like to do, purely for the fun aspect, the unique aspect of it, never repeat it again. I was aware of projects on the plinth itself. I'd been to London before and seen there was the disabled lady a couple of years ago, so I saw that, and I saw even earlier than that there certainly was a tree over there, probably one of the first projects, so I was very familiar, but wasn't familiar with what was currently running. And when I spotted it, I thought that's something I'd quite like to get involved in.
So what have you decided to do then for the duration of your hour?
I decided that after, well, it was quite a bit of deliberation really. I was actually inspired by a trip to London only about a month ago. I was here for the Proms, last night at the Proms in the park, and we were wandering past Harrods, and my girlfriend and I went into Harrods, and in the window was a lot of suits, and we went past one, and we thought, like, oh, it's metallic, it's a bit Gormley-esque, as it were, and when we came back out, we realised it was the £3,000 galvanised suit that was in the window there, and I thought, well, that's something I could replicate quite reasonably easy, you know, a metallic-looking suit. So that's down the line I've gone for. You know, I talked over the thought of Iron Man from Crosby, but the thought of mummifying myself and then getting myself up and down there might be a bit too much and ins and outs. But I thought I could, you know, make a suit look metallic for easy enough an hour. So I've kind of gone down the idea of Iron Man's suit, really just to be up there, not to give out any particular message or to give out any charity thing, although people are sponsoring me for a charity. It's simply to be something to observe.
Great.
Okay.
What kind of response would you like from those that observe down in the square, online, and also what would you like to take away from the experience?
Well, from a people point of view, I'd like people to wonder, you know, what sort of my concept is. So I try to be reasonably clear on your website when I put the profile on, because I've done a tiny little diary almost of what my ideas were initially, and then down to the last couple of weeks of what I'm actually going to do. So you know, I'd like people to look at me and find what I do, but simply by being there and standing there, interesting to look at. I don't have any plans to interact, so some people may be disappointed in that, because I know some of the more popular plimpers are doing quizzes and singing and all that kind of stuff. But then again, I'm not here to be a popularity contest. I'm here to sort of make a visual statement on the plinth or on that. From my own point of view, I'm just going to enjoy my time up there, take in the surrounding area, enjoy doing what I am doing, hoping that people will appreciate effort that's made put into it, but I'm just being realistic, and in the case of it's an hour up there, I can relax, I can take my time, I can enjoy the moment, simply that.
Cool.
Okay.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
At times, there's actually major contradictions in what I'm going to say, particularly from what I actually do as a job. Because personally, I'm quite a relatively quiet person. I'm not very I wouldn't say I was a party person, although I'm not a misery in that respect. Because, you know, I'd rather sit and have a quiet meal on my own with my girlfriend than I would out at a big party. So quite quiet in that respect, and more thoughtful and perhaps more introspective. But the jobs that I do are nothing like that. Because in my day job, I'm a training officer, so I'm training staff every day, all day. And I've got a night job as well, where I'm a teacher, where I'm teaching people. So it's, and one of the jobs is teaching Photoshop, so it's very creative. So, you know, creativity is definitely in there, and I do a lot of photography as well. So there is a bit of a contradiction, because, you know, as a simple person, it's very sort of, it's me, it's quiet, it's alone type thing. But out there in the work environment, I have to be very confident, which I am in that respect, confident, outgoing, potentially over the top, creative, artistic, whatever you want to say. So, contradictive, but that's the way it is.
And how did you find these two jobs?
Busy. Because it's generally, I start work 7:30, after about an hour and a half bus journey. Get home from day job one at about, let's say, 5:00, and by 6:30 I'm out again to do job two, getting back at 9:30. That's 3 days a week at the moment. The teaching's just night school, and every year it's a new different situation. But it can be quite tiring, but I actually find the teaching at night really rewarding. It's the bit I really enjoy doing. I'd actually enjoy being a trainer, but teaching Photoshop's the thing I really love doing. It's more creative at the end of the day.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment then in your life?
Time. Peace and quiet and time. My girlfriend's important to me. Actually, if I step back a bit, what's important to me at the moment is being able to have time with my girlfriend. I'm not going to go into her situation, but it's not always possible to have. We don't live together. We only see each other on weekends generally, because of a bit of travelling distance and various scenarios. So it's time at the weekend to maximise a bit of quality time and a bit of peace and quiet, etc. So that's the most important thing to me at the moment.
And what plans, hopes, fears do you have for the future?
I have to be realistic. You know, I'd really love to go down this line and do more Photoshop and be more artistic and earn a living in graphics and things like that. But realistically, you've got a job to do, you've got to pay bills. So the job that I do now, I'll just hope to gear it to it so I enjoy it more, etc. Future. So I actually find it quite difficult to see, because of the current scenario that's in our lives at the moment. We actually find it difficult to plan too far in advance. An event may happen, for example, like the proms, and we decide to go to the proms, and you have to book so far in advance to do that. But it's not always possible on the last minute. You know, we've got things to do. I'd like to be able to perhaps be a bit more time being creative, personally, photographical, Photoshop, whatever you want to say. I'd love to be able to spend more time doing that, and more time simply being as artistic as I can be.
And how does it feel then to be part of the One Another piece? To be one of 2,400 people that get to experience it from the inside?
Really excited, actually. I was very surprised when I got chosen. I like the idea that you the project selected based around region as well, because, you know, it makes it, I won't say less of a lottery, but, you know, you still got 200 people from the northwest out of 200,000 people, so it's still not a dead cert. So yeah, I'm very excited about going up there, and it didn't really twig to me that it's actually the last night tonight as well. I'm a mind, the last night was tomorrow night, and there was another 20 odd people after me, so I didn't realize how close it was to the end. So I was aware it was close to the end anyway, because I knew it was tomorrow finishing. So that was, I was thinking, well, that's close to the end now, it's a bit of a big project. That kind of made me think a little bit more about what I was going to do, because I was thinking, you know, when you first think about it, I thought, well, I'll take pictures. And you look and think, well, they took pictures, and they took pictures. And you see repetition at certain times. And I could just stand there, but they just stood there. So I wanted to try and do something a little bit different. That's how I thought about it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that the experience might kind of change you? What do you think you're going to be taking away from it?
Change me. The one thing it will give me, which is something I very rarely have, is an hour almost doing nothing, an hour of peace. I mean, when you know, at home in the evening, you do a bit of this, you do a bit of that, you do the jobs, you prepare for college or anything like that. So there's not a lot of time for sitting down and doing something. So I very, very rarely have an hour of nothing. So in many ways, taking away that hour of nothing is actually going to be really good, because it's so different to what I'm normally able, have to do.
And what's the preparation period been like? How has it been emotionally? What emotions have you experienced?
Over the last couple of weeks, up until the last couple of weeks, it was more of a, right, what am I going to do situation. I say the last month, because I sat thinking, well, can I do this? Can I do that? I had all sorts of weird ideas. You know, I'd love to do X, Y, and Z, but you think, no, I can't do that. I haven't got the finances to create anything like that. I can't do this, I can't do that. So it was only really when I came to London about a month ago and I saw the suit, that's something triggered, that's what I could do and that's what would inspire me to do. And since then it's been a case of, right, I need to get a suit. I managed to get one quite quickly. My brother donated an old suit, and then, right, get the paint. And bizarrely, getting metallic paint's not as easy as I thought it was going to be, and little things like that. So as time has got nearer, it was a couple of weeks ago I kind of finished the suit, and I've been looking at it thinking, well, what do I need? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do more? Because you look on the website, people are doing this, and thinking, no, I've got the vision that I wanted to do. I'm going to leave it now. I'm not going to build upon it. I've got a match to go with it only a couple of weekends ago. So that's finish the piece, if you like. So in some ways, it was a very sort of rapid 2 weeks, and then sit and wait again. After about a 3 week, 4 week period of doing, or 2 week period of nothing, excuse me, 2 week period of doing nothing, 2 weeks rapid, and then 2 weeks of right, I think I've got it. So, yeah.
And how are you feeling approximately 40 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
I'm feeling okay. I'm quite excited. I won't say I'm nervous in any way. I definitely, the adrenaline's having a little bit of a pump around. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going up there, having a bit of quiet time, hoping that people will appreciate something that I've done visually. I know I've got some work colleagues and friends logged on, ready to observe, clearly hoping that I'm going to wave to them or something like that. I may do something like that anyway, we'll see.
Great. So what are you planning on doing when you come down?
I've already been told we're going to find somewhere to eat, because we've not eaten all day, basically. But yeah, when I come down, we only got into London at 2 o'clock, and we spent well over an hour actually getting to Kensington from Euston, because of knackered tubes, because the lines are off. So it's been quite a rush being here. So after I've been here now, it's relaxing. We decided to stay over tomorrow as well to just have an extra day in London and relax and take a bit of time for ourselves. It's downtime essentially now.
Great. So finally, is there anything else you'd like to say about you, about what you're doing, about the project, or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to simply summarise really what my idea was. Again, it's a case of, as a fan of Gormley's work, the idea of interpreting both the Iron Man and the suit that was in Harrods, that's what I was looking to achieve today. It may not be the perfect metal suit, but it's more of a visual representation, interpretation. My thoughts were that, okay, we have a Gormley project, and I'm part of that Gormley project. How can I merge into that project instead of looking like something separate from it? And that's my inspiration for today.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.